On today's show, Toyota and Suzuki are in talks to collaborate on R&D. BMW reveals its vision for a future motorcycle, and we want to know what you think about mobility's impact on car sales. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. We're seeing more research and development partnerships between automakers to help alleviate the cost of advanced technologies. And that's why Toyota and Suzuki are in talks to collaborate on R&D. The two companies didn't reveal specific details, but Suzuki says it's behind other automakers on advanced technology and needs access to it. And interestingly, Toyota admits it needs to move away from trying to develop everything on its own and that it needs to form alliances to keep up with all the changes happening in the market in order to survive. In addition to R&D collaborations, Toyota and Suzuki say more partnerships between automakers will be necessary to advance infrastructure development and the adoption of industrial standards. Okay, all of you out in Autoline Daily Land, we need your input on a debate going on in the automotive industry. Is all this push into mobility services going to lead to more cars or fewer of them? One side of the debate says that ride sharing and car sharing means many people will end up sharing cars, and so we're not going to need as many cars in the future. One study says GM and Ford will have to close half their assembly plants. The other side says, nonsense. When you start making mobility more affordable, more people will use it and will need more cars. This camp says we're going to need just as many cars as we have today, or even more. It's a big debate, but neither side is really sure how it's going to go. After all, this move to mobility is still very much in its infancy. So what do you think? Will this move to mobility result in fewer cars or more of them? We'd like to hear from you in the comments section. Still to come, Samsung puts its efforts to acquire FCA's Magneti Marelli on the back burner.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Back in August, reports surfaced that Samsung was trying to acquire Magneti Marelli, the automotive parts supplier owned by FCA. It was speculated that the deal could happen by the end of the year and be worth around $3 billion. But now those talks have stalled. Bloomberg reports that the deal has been put on the back burner, pun intended, due to Samsung's crisis with its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. The South Korean company stopped producing the phone because some were spontaneously bursting into flames. The two sides are still interested in making a deal happen, but it likely won't be this year. Samsung is interested in Magneti Marelli for its lighting, infotainment, and telematics business, and FCA needs the cash to help pay for its massive product offensive. BMW has shared its outlook for the future with its Vision Next 100 concept vehicles, and now we're getting its vision for a future motorcycle. The Motorrad Vision Next 100 is just as wild-looking as the other concepts, with a unique upside-down V-shaped frame that incorporates the front suspension forks. The rear swing arm attaches to the engine, which almost seems to be suspended in midair. BMW says any person could hop on this bike and ride without any need for protection because it features a self-balancing mechanism, which works even while at a stop. It also has technology that can inform the rider of any sort of problem and can intervene itself if needed. It does this through a special set of goggles that projects information into the rider's field of view. If you'd like to see the motorcycle for yourself, you can check it out right now at a BMW exhibition in LA that runs through Sunday. Coming up next, a look at the all-new plug-in version of the Prius, the Prime.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Over the years, while some automakers have dabbled with electrics, Toyota embraced hybrid technology and today controls 70% of that market in the U.S. with its entire lineup across Toyota and Lexus. And now starting next month, the company welcomes a new but slightly different member to this already potent hybrid family. Get ready for the Prius Prime. This is Toyota's newest and most powerful plug-in hybrid to date. Longer, sleeker, and lighter than the original liftback, which it shares the same architecture with, the Prime has a carbon fiber liftgate, which helps it shed pounds to improve efficiency. Meanwhile, under the hood, there's a new hybrid system where the second motor in the dual motor generator drivetrain now does more than just auxiliary functions like start the car.
That second motor generator is now able to provide drive force with the addition of a one-way clutch in the transaxle to allow both motors to provide drive force at the same time, enhancing the EV acceleration, smoother acceleration, and ultimately allowing the vehicle to stay in EV mode up to 84 miles an hour.
In addition, the Prime also increases its EV range to 25 miles thanks to a larger lithium-ion battery. But maybe the most eye-catching item on the car is inside.
The interior of the car features an 11.6-inch high-definition display. It's actually the largest display Toyota's ever made, and it features a lot of phone-like swiping functionality with pinch zoom, swiping around the map, swiping around different areas, and it gives you a lot of space on the screen to really be able to use all of the different functions such as navigation or the Entune app suite or some of the other features in the vehicle.
With a starting price just under $28,000, Toyota expects significant volume with the Prius Prime, but in addition to sales, the company sees even more benefits to its latest plug-in hybrid.
So it's very important for the overall Toyota impression in the marketplace, and with all the improvements we've made to it and the value that we've added to it, it will really help all our vehicles in the Toyota division.
When it comes to the numbers, the Prius Prime achieves 55 mpg city, 53 highway, and 54 combined, with a total range of 640 miles. The car is expected in dealerships next month. With that, we wrap up today's show. Thank you for watching, and join us again tomorrow for the latest news in the global automotive industry.